Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, and this is the This Is Recorded podcast. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to say rest in peace to Combat Jack. Can't believe he's gone so quickly. That was pretty, like, fast and crazy. And it just lets us know that we can't take life, like, for a game. And we need to stay positive and be at peace with everybody we need to be at peace with. And he's the one that really got me started into podcasting and really just, like, finding a lane for me to try to really, like, do something special with this. And just, I really enjoyed his work, and I really enjoyed what he did for the culture. I really enjoyed what he did for the black community and the way he spoke. And it's just, wow. Rest in peace. But that's it. And we're just going to bring you a quick Christmas podcast. We drop these shits whenever we want. I want to drop more often going into the new year. Everybody should set goals and then not fucking do them. But I'm going to really do these goals. But, you know, a lot of niggas is going to be in traffic. You might be going Christmas shopping or doing some shit like that. So you can listen to this or not. I don't care, because I try to give away a $25 motherfucking dollar gift card. Ooh. But ain't nobody motherfucking listen when I told everybody, go to This Is Recorded Instagram page or in SoundCloud or on iTunes and just leave a comment, leave a cool comment, whatever, whatever, and then we would give you a $25 Amazon gift card. But I guess niggas don't like free shit.
Somebody did.
What did they leave?
It's just, you didn't give it to them.
What did they leave?
They said something like, keep it up. It was one person.
And you said, I said, do say something specific, like what you want us to, like, do on here and stuff like that.
No.
Don't try to play me on my shit, though.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, I'm pretty sure you're trying to play me on this shit.
I'm like, pretty sure you said, like, you know, just tell us something, like, give us feedback, tell us to keep going, tell us not to fucking keep going.
Okay, so, I mean, what?
So that's their fucking $25 gift card.
Okay, I'll send it to him.
Big Booty Judy.
He let y'all have a party after last year?
That wasn't her name. I don't know what it is.
But anyway, it is the Christmas season, and I just want to talk about some Christmas shit, if we can. So, let's get it started. What do you think of when you think of Christmas? What does Christmas go along with you?
For Christmas, I always think about, like, how we stay at my mom's house. And just, like, a really good time of year. Like, people, well, most of the time.
Yeah, that shit's stopping this year, so.
It's for, you
stupid. We starting our own shit, so.
Yeah. Babe, come on. Don't worry about it. What the fuck are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Okay. You know, I'm talking about, like, people being just kind of, like, in a better mood, you know, except for, like, a couple weeks ago when somebody called you a nigga in the car.
But oh, hello!
Besides that.
Oh, well, racism. You know, gosh, everybody complains about racism, and that never happened. Never seen anything like that happen. Everybody just, they just want to complain. Black people just complain about everything. Ain't nobody gonna fuck up your graduation. If you listen to the last podcast, well, the one before the last podcast, believe in yourself. My baby done graduations.
Congratulations!
My baby done graduations, y'all.
I did.
So, on the way to graduation, I don't even know what I did. I didn't feel like I cut anybody off. But a nice young fellow proceeded to call me a stupid nigger as I was boarding the interstate to go to my wife's graduation. So, congratulations to you. I hope you burn in hell and shit on yourself all day during Christmas. So fuck you and have a nice day.
That's ugly.
I'm gonna fuck him. Anyway, fair. So.
But yeah, so I was saying, for the most part, people are just, and it's just a different vibe. Like, you can go, like, to the store, and, you know, people will be kind of more like, oh, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. blah, blah, blah. You know, you'll get the occasional asshole that doesn't really believe in Christmas.
I mean, but just kind of like, there's been a lot of, like, sitting in traffic, so I feel like there's a lot of room for niggas to, like, move the fuck out the way or, like,
I mean, that's fair, but you asked me what I thought. You got mad.
Okay. Not to get mad. I'm just keeping it real because you in a sunken place, sweetie.
And
us as a black culture, we need to stay the fuck woke.
I stay woke.
You done seen what happened to me.
Okay, but calm down.
Slavery.
Now you're a slave.
That's what the fuck happened to me.
Okay, so you asked me a question. I was trying to answer it, but you
No,
you
because
answered.
First of all, this is a motherfucking pagan holiday that the white man created, and I done fucking spent my money on these gifts. So any kid listening to this shit, it ain't no Santa Claus. It's your fucking parents.
That's child abuse as well. Like, I'm serious. When we have kids, if you fucking ever tell it our kids, unless they're like 11 or 12 and you still, we might be like,
ain't
okay,
getting no credit for the motherfucking sweat that I done got off my back.
I'm over it.
Oh my God, I've been waiting all day to tell you this. This very country lady told me it ain't butter to a duck.
What the fuck does that even mean? What did you ask her?
I don't know. Like, they getting the butter to the duck is what she said.
What did you ask her?
Like, they working us hard. She was like, yeah, they getting the butter to the duck. And I was like, this is fucking amazing.
That is amazing. I don't even know what the fuck. Like,
I don't even know where to go with it.
What did you say?
They working us hard. And she was like, yeah.
No, after she said.
I said, that was amazing. I've never heard nothing like that. Then I got a number.
Yeah, I was about to say, you kind of got rocked up a little bit. You good? You need to be left alone?
I mean, I went to the bathroom.
God damn.
After.
Okay.
You know.
Is this a Christmas podcast or?
I mean, season's
like
greeting.
Pornhub. Like, what's up?
It's kind of like a stocking stuffer. My dick. Stocking. Okay. Hey, in the stocking.
I'm about to leave.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave.
If I don't stay on task.
Yeah, get
I'm just
back
in a great
him.
Coon mood.
Yeah, you are.
I'm magnum cum laude.
Your coon like level is on expert. It is.
Okay, so from a one to like riding a Duncan around, like what coon level am I on?
Yeah, you're like eating fried chicken and watermelon, like.
All black people don't like fried chicken and watermelon.
It's not true.
That shit is delicious.
It's not true.
Like, why the fuck would you like? I mean, so what? Like,
watermelon.
Why would you make a cartoon like that? The shit's delicious. So what? Big fucking whoop.
You're amazing.
But Christmas is so a happy time for you, basically.
It is.
It's a real good. I always like Christmas because like everybody gets a gift. It's not like
it's my birthday, bitch.
Oh, look at Shan. Oh, it's her birthday. Oh, it's her.
You're an asshole.
When you're a fucking little kid, like I don't give a fuck. Like,
you know what my parents used to on Shay's birthday get me presents too, because if they didn't, then I would be like sad.
Okay, how not to parent 101. It ain't your birthday, baby. You need to tell these little children.
They did that for a while.
It's okay. If you love your kids, you do shit like that.
Yep.
I appreciate them. Yeah. They're really cool. But on another note, so what's your favorite Christmas memory?
Well, I remember we got a Barbie Jeep, like the one that you ride in. I remember that year we got that. I remember the year we got bikes. I don't know, just like, cause in our house, like you kind of wrap stuff, but you know that, like you go to sleep.
We'll paint the
up.
Picture for him. Where did you have Christmas at? What part of the world?
In Germany.
Obviously.
That was racist.
No, it's okay.
That's really racist. Yeah. So.
You did a lot of your Christmases as a kid in Germany.
I mean, probably.
Can you
like
speak some Germany?
Babe, chill the fuck out. Like, seriously, I'm not.
What?
That's the last outburst tonight. I'm Heim. Not.
Laheim is not German. What the fuck? That's Jewish? I don't know where I'm
Babe,
at.
Please stop. Seriously.
What?
You're being really racist tonight, and it's gross. Like, I'm not gonna deal with it.
Am I being racist or I'm not educated? That's why, like, this is a platform to educate yourself.
Most racist people are uneducated.
Okay, well, we're having a conversation right now.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, so I don't know if that was German.
So how you're gonna call me a racist?
Because I didn't know what you said.
So you're the racist.
Never mind.
Because you're not really well-rounded.
Fucking annoying. Stop.
What?
You ask me questions and then you don't let me answer them. It's annoying.
I'm letting you answer them. So you speak Germany and
babe, stop saying speak Germany. Like, okay. I told you that in confidence. And I feel like we trying to join about families.
What's up?
Boy, I'm on your O's.
Candy cane looking show. I'm on your O's.
You look like a constipated roach.
Boy, you look like a naked mole rat. Boy, I'm on your head.
All right, are we going to do this or what?
So you just remember in Germany, what? Like just having real cool Christmases?
I mean, yeah, that was hard. No, they were, like, amazing. Like, they used to give us, like, a book. Like, you know, the PX on base. They would have, like, a little magazine. PX?
Some people might not know
it's like a store that has, like, different stuff. I just said that, if you would listen.
I'm just making sure.
You're annoying tonight. I'm about to be done. No more outbursts. Okay,
so get the book from the PX.
You get the book, like every fucking toy that you ever fucking wanted. So one year I cooned like on like the most expert level that you could get to. Like there's beginner, like, you know, like intermediate.
I was like T-Pain big ass chain.
I cooned like Flavor Flav, like.
Yeah, boy.
It was bad. Like, so I circled every fucking thing I circled the whole fucking magazine. Literally. And they got all that shit. All of it.
Your parents are fucking legendary.
That's too much, though. Like, I was being dumb. Like, I'm gonna just circle the whole fucking thing and just see.
All I got for Christmas was hope. You know, shit was rough.
That's sad. I'm just... I'm
very
asshole.
Thankful to like have stuff because a lot of people didn't have shit. So I pretty much got what I wanted and stuff like that too. Like I told you, I got like a yak back. You didn't even know what that was, but you've seen it your whole life.
I didn't want one, but that's cool. I think that was more like a boys thing. But I also remember. This Christmas when Bridge told me that Santa Claus was not real.
I was getting ready to get into that. Like, did you believe that? So around what age did your mom ruin your life?
I don't know, but she did it Christmas morning. Like, cause I told, you know how we.
Did she feel like you were being weird?
She probably
weird?
Wouldn't even
like,
fucking
fuck
remember.
What the fuck? Ain't no.
No, it was just like a real general, real calm, real like she was being sweet, but like, I want you to know, like, on some, like, I'm just telling you, like, it was really sweet, but it kind of,
like, how old
crushed
were
you? Me. I don't know. I was probably, like, 8 or 9. No. You don't fucking do that. You don't do that. So, you know, at my house, we wrap certain presents under the tree, like clothes and stuff like that. Then you go to sleep, wake up, and then, like, all your toys are, like, in the living room, like, Santa came.
Did you, like, write letters to Santa or leave cookies?
No, we weren't that. We did cookies, but writing letters, we didn't really do that. I don't know. I feel like I wanted to believe in Santa Claus, but I was always way too logical. Like, how the fuck you gonna get around the whole world in one fucking night? But it was just more fun, like, to believe in Santa and, like, oh, he came and... You know, it seemed like it was real because how they did it. Like, you go, you be excited to go to sleep, but you can't sleep. Then you finally go to sleep. Then you wake up, and it's like all this shit is in your living room. That shit is amazing.
That's pretty lit.
So.
I never really believed in Santa Claus. It was like, you know, I mean, we lived, like, in an apartment. But it was no fucking chimney.
We didn't have a chimney.
So I was like,
either.
What the fuck? We got a fire escape. But I was like, I was still optimistic. Like, maybe he just come through the fire escape.
Or maybe, I don't know.
But it was never a big deal, like, in my house. Like, we kind of always knew.
That's sad.
Like, I never, nah.
No, that's hard. That's sad.
We kind of, yeah, I never really remember, like, believing. Like, I knew. And then, like, you know, I would go see my dad. So I would have some gifts, and then I would have some more gifts somewhere else.
So two Christmases?
Yeah, until I moved to Virginia. Cool. But I was like, yeah, I don't think I ever really believed in Santa now I think about it.
I mean, I did. I wanted to, but I don't think I really did either because it just wasn't logical to me.
I've always been like an overthinker.
Unless Santa, I think at one time I thought maybe Santa was God. Then I was like, well, maybe he can do whatever.
That's a hot take.
But then it was like, no, he's not God because my God is not white.
He is a man, but
when you're a kid you think of a bunch of shit, but I was just way too logical, like this shit cannot.
And then I had like older siblings that like were assholes,
ruined it for you,
so they didn't.
Well, me and Shay were like 3 years apart and she was really like sweet and wouldn't do that, but yeah, when my mom ruined
Christmas, was she Peter Pan?
You're stupid.
She didn't
want to
grow up.
I mean, she was literally 3 years older. So,
like, if she was, like, regular age, is what you're saying. Well, I'm trying to fucking call her Peter Pan, and I ain't fucking believing anything.
You're an asshole.
I didn't grow up with anything.
But, yeah, my mom, she probably won't even remember that, but she did. It was Christmas morning. We came out. We had saw everything. We was like, oh, my God. And, you know, I was showing her all my stuff, and she, yeah, you know, Santa isn't real. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was thinking in my head, like, why the fuck would you do that now? Why would you do that right now? Like, why would you choose today to tell me that?
Oh, wow.
But then, you know, I had all that shit, so I didn't give a fuck.
I just feel like she's like, a legend. That's why.
I'm going to ask her, does she remember that?
You're going to have to ask her.
We should, like, call her up now. Like, hey, do you remember ruining my fucking childhood, Mom? Good job.
Thanks a lot, you fucking asshole. Like, fucking hang
no,
up
she probably would not remember that. It'll be great.
Okay, so I have a new favorite song because it feels like it describes my life during mm-hmm. Christmas.
Okay.
My favorite Christmas song is like Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects because it was like, my nigga, I didn't know.
That's annoying.
I was like, bruh, like, how the fuck, like, we have a fire escape.
So okay, that's like, fine, but I mean, you're thinking about how escape. Is he going to get in your house, but how the fuck did one person,
but how he going to get in this house is more logical. He's magic, obviously.
Okay, if he's magic, he can fucking just
but he comes down
snap
chimneys.
And get in the fucking house.
He
comes
down chimneys, that's what you tell all the
that's
kids.
Stupid.
And that's
you
what they lie to kids,
kid.
And they tell him he comes through a chimney, when kids, every kid don't have a chimney.
Okay, but if he can get around the whole fucking world, you think getting in your house is really that big of an issue?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Because there's no fucking chimney. If he came down the chit's fat ass, that was just dumb. It was dumb. The whole chimney thing was dumb to me anyway. I never even thought about it.
Okay, so Donnie
has... It's different time zones. Like, come on.
Uh-oh.
Hell no.
Now they have a tracker like, oh, Santa's over here.
That's
oh, stop fucking lying to your kids. How about that?
That's really fun.
Yeah.
Like, I saw somewhere...
You're not really his dad either. Merry Christmas.
Mad. I saw somewhere where you, like, you put boots on and then, like, put, like, flour on your boots and then, like, step by the fireplace so it'll be footprints there so your kids...
So a lot of your kids, like, their whole life is what you
I mean, if you're still believing in Santa your whole fucking life, like, we got more problems. We got more problems right now, baby. Like, it's like, when do you know that your kid is kind of fucking, like... You're too fucking old and you still
you
going on
retarded?
With this shit. I was going to say retarded.
Please don't be an asshole, okay? Please don't be an asshole. I'm trying to get some sponsors.
Not retarded.
I'm trying to get some sponsors and you're fucking this up for me.
But it's like, for when do you know, like, okay, my kid is kind of weird. Like, they're 16 and they're still trying to believe in Santa Claus. Like, when do you, like, that's when you have that talk. Like, hey, you know, no,
probably, like, you have a, like, bathroom downstairs, and he's, like, eating Cheerios out the fucking toilet. Because he's like, oh, mom, I made my own Cheerios.
You're doing so much.
Oh,
you're
shit.
You're doing a lot. Okay.
Okay, so my favorite Christmas song really is Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. It's just, like, it's nothing like it. Let It Snow by Boyz II Men is a very close, like, second, but...
No, that's my, like, absolute favorite.
So, okay, so we established that. Let It Snow is pretty lit.
And This Christmas, I feel like
go ahead
I
and
like
say some
the
bullshit.
Chris Brown version.
I'm gonna say you like women beaters, so...
Uh-oh.
Okay.
We went to see fucking Chris Brown after he beat her up. Like, we recently went to see him, like, last year, so... Chill out. You gave
C-Breezy
your money.
I had to go with you.
No, you wanted
to
go.
No, I had to go with you.
You wanted to go. I go see Chris Brown every time.
Shout out to Chris Brown.
Shout out to him. Like, you know, all
go watch his documentary on Netflix.
Beat up their girlfriend.
Okay, we're not going to turn this into like, it's okay.
You know, no, it's not
if
okay.
If a nigga fucking like jab you every That's once in a while, it's okay.
I mean, like, I know plenty of people that get
makeup.
Yoked in their neck and stuff.
Throw some makeup on it. It's
no,
okay.
Not makeup. You're doing too much.
Throw some mascara? No. What is it? Don't do that.
But I'm just saying, they made it seem like he was the first person to ever do it. And, like, we weren't there. We don't know the story. I don't think it was okay. But I also don't think it's okay for girls to hit dudes either. So.
Okay. That's another topic for another day.
Okay.
You being too wild. Christmas movie. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Easy?
Very
and you
easy.
Keep saying number one, but I think like number two is great because it was in New York. You heard?
Okay, I'm not from New York.
You heard?
And it was kind of whack.
Well, you heard?
Because he was in that fucking like it was unbelievable. Again, like okay. The Christmas bullshit. Like
okay,
a kid would never fucking be able to stay in a hotel by himself.
Everybody comment.
And nobody knew.
Comment if you ever fucking comment. Which one is better, Home Alone 1 or 2? Because number two is clearly gonna fucking win out.
I love number one because he was really home a fucking long. Before, in New York, he wasn't at home. So.
Okay, that's a hot take. You ruined my childhood. You cool? You good?
I'm sorry. I like the second one better, too. I just wanted to fuck with
out
you.
Of here. Like, now wow, you know. He wasn't really at home.
But he still...
No, you, like, really ruined my fucking childhood just now. He wasn't at home.
But the second one, it for real, not being funny. Like, for real, the second one is better because he is... Like, I mean, he was at home the whole fucking time. So, like, it kind of could have got boring, but it wasn't.
This house was fucking big as shit.
You know what isn't good? The third one was trash. It was a whole
and whatever bullshit they had on ABC Family the other day that came out in 2012, that's bullshit.
Yeah, they tried it with that.
2012, they also did A Christmas Story, too. What the fuck was going on in 2000? Wasn't that the year the world was supposed to end anyway? That's why they did it. They're like, fuck it. We're going to try it.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. So, no disrespect, but what's the worst gift you fucking got on Christmas that you was like, bruh, I just don't fuck with this shit. Like,
my parents didn't give, like, bad gifts. But I will say that, like, it was like a tradition for me to, like, get, like, you know, since I was little. Like, every year. Like a Land Before Time movie. Because they have like 30 of them.
So Land Before Time, a million. Go ahead and pull it up.
So,
go ahead and pull it up.
I'll pull it up. But like.
Get the Googles that, up.
I don't know how.
It's a lot of fucking Land Before Time.
Seriously.
Though. Like.
And they were good. You know, when I was in elementary school, them shits were like amazing.
So like Land Before Time was but like Harry Potter? Like you grew up with that shit?
No. Nothing's like Harry Potter.
No, I'm saying, like, how long from middle school to being, like, fucking 22 years old?
No, I mean, I would never watch one now. Unless it was, like, the first one and the second one. And I would have to be watching it with the kid. But my point is this.
Is it, like Stranger Danger
she kept fucking, she kept getting them. Like, and then it was, I don't know when she's, I don't know if I said something or not. It was like, bro,
was
I'm it, fucking 16. Don't buy
it,
me another
was it
kind of
like,
time.
I don't play with toys now?
It was. Like, don't fucking buy me another Land Before Time movie. Like, I think the last one was like, I was like 14 or 15. Like, mom, I'm, stop.
Bro, chill.
It's over. Like,
you sold.
Yeah, it was bad. So that, I would say that was just stop.
So how many fucking
too,
Land Before Times is it? I see you pulled your shit up.
Let me see.
It gotta be, I'm gonna go with 8. If I was a guessing,
it's man. Way more than 8.
I'm gonna go with
because
8.
Because I had the 8.
I'm gonna keep it at 8.
Let me see. Land Before Time.
Whoa. You're losing me, Petey.
Wow. And, wow. They're still fucking making them.
No, they're not.
Yes.
When's the last one? What year?
2016.
God damn it.
But before that, it looks like 2007 was the last time. Then I guess they came back out. Like, oh, here we go. With 14 of them.
Wow.
And they had a
did they ever have
series.
A fucking Christmas Land Before Time?
Because
y'all got to stop with that bullshit, too. Like, I seen on Netflix, oh, Trolls Christmas. Don't ruin one of the greatest movies ever. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But look, this is the last one I got was probably The Big Freeze. in fucking 2001.
Oh, wow.
And I graduated 5 years later. So I was like 13. Don't buy me.
Your math is excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
Wow. I didn't want to, you know, be petty or I want to be messy, but I heard through the grapevine that your mom one time pushed the tree over. If you would elaborate on that story.
I can't.
If you would elaborate on that story.
Yeah, a case was pending, so we can't really discuss that. No. That happened twice.
Can you paint the picture of what the fuck happened that would possess someone to flip a tree?
So it happened in Germany one time, and I think she...
I didn't know it happened in Germany. Oh, I tried to drink some fucking water with the top on.
Oh, man.
What happened in Germany?
So, I don't know which time. It happened once here, once in Germany. So, in Germany, I believe she was upset because she either knew all of the presents she was getting, or she... I don't know what the situation... So, she opens up all the presents under the tree and flips the tree over. So,
is this before or after y'all open y'all gifts?
No, this was not even on Christmas. This was like a couple weeks before Christmas.
Like, what does one do after they flip the tree over? Do they like say like, ah,
I don't know. Like, I just remember feeling like we weren't there. Like, we kind of like came home and like
the did y'all feel like you got robbed or something? Like,
no, I mean, I don't like stuff like that was like kind of normal in our house. Like, if some shit like that was like to happen, we knew what the fuck
so
happened.
So you feel like D-Facts need to intervene in your...
Not D-Facts, but maybe just like a nice counselor.
Maybe like, you know.
A family therapist, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I don't know. And then here, I just remember coming home and the tree... And we were older. So, of course, the shit was fucking hilarious. Like, we just came home from school. And you know how you... At my parents' old house, you come up the stairs and the fucking tree is just down. Like, what the fuck? So it was like deja vu. So, but at that time, it was like really fucking hilarious. Like, to the point where, like, now you're embarrassed because why the fuck did you?
Why did she flip the tree that time?
I don't. Is there a good reason to flip the tree? Like, I don't remember.
I heard of upside down trees, but not really when people just.
No, it was down on the ground. The whole tree was just down.
I wonder, like, do you, like, push it? Do you kick it? Do you, like, grab one fucking leaf and, like...
I would imagine that she just, like... I think that she two-hand, like, ugh. You know, fuck this. Like, I can see my mom. You can see Bridge doing that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. This shit is recorded. I can't. Hey, you like that plug?
I like that.
That shit was pretty lit. So, Don't Fuck With Bridge is one thing... So what type of shit do you hate from Christmas? Like, that, like, just gotta go, whether it's fashion, like, your teacher wore some trash shit, whether it's, like, what's people doing. I already know one that you hate, but I'll let you go ahead and say it yourself, if you can think of it. Like, what's some Christmas shit that you're like, this shit is trash?
What do you mean? I mean, putting up decorations late as fuck?
No.
Like, our fucking neighbors, like... 2 days ago, it's fucking 3 days to Christmas, and y'all are still adding fucking decorations.
No,
like, it's
and
over.
And we pull up to your parents' neighborhood, and niggas keep adding.
They
shit.
Keep that one house.
I go, what the fuck are
keeps
y'all doing?
Adding. Like, stop. Like, it's over. Like, you missed
and
it.
I hate lights in your window.
And then they...
In every window. Like, so if you, like, listen to this and you get offended, I don't give a fuck about your solid night ass nigga. Like, that shit is so boring. Like, what the fuck? What was the fucking orphan name with the red hair? Madeline old ass niggas. That's Madeline House. That's what I think about. When you fucking put a light in every room. That shit is boring as fuck. Like,
why would you think of
nigga,
Madeline? That's great.
That shit is trash.
You're an idiot.
Why the fuck would somebody put a light? I'm just gonna lay a light in every room.
That's corny.
That shit is whack. No, what is the one you really hate? I
is
want
it
you
like
to
a
think.
Christmas thing?
It's Christmas shit that people do every year and you fucking hate it. And it's not decorating your house, it's decorating something else. And you fucking despise it every time you see it. Anywhere you go. Mm. Oh my God. You never could remember when I asked you. Cars. When people decorate their cars. Oh. You fucking hate that shit.
Oh, I saw that that today.
You hate that shit with a
passion. Like the little nose and like the antlers. It's dumb. Unless you have a minivan, then it's like, you, that came with that.
Well, why the fuck did everybody drive so aggressive in the minivan? It's like, I hate my life and I kind of wanted to like tip the shit over.
No, minivans go fast. Like they do.
Minivans are like really fucking comfortable as well.
Okay, but, so you're going to try to make me get a minivan. I'm not.
Minivan's not that bad.
But yeah. I hate eggnog.
Eggnog is ain't that bad. Thick. It makes, it's gassy.
Thick.
It's gassy.
That shit is thick, and if you like it, you might be gay now.
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's really too thick. Like.
Thick like what?
Come on.
It's oh, cum guzzler. Ew.
I don't drink eggnog.
So, if you're out there listening and you drink a lot of eggnog, congratulations. You're a real MVP. I don't really know what I hate. Like, somebody today said, see you next year. That shit was trash.
Oh, my God.
I fucking hate
and
that
y'all
shit.
Y'all are going to be at work next
And that
week.
Shit is, like, for, like, around that time. Like, I hate that shit. Like, that shit is so, if you go to World Star and look at that fucking see you next year shit, it's fucking hilarious. But, like, I fucking hate that. Like, Christmas earrings are very fucking trash. Like, with little, like, Christmas trees. Like, I had a teacher, like, in fourth grade.
Yeah, fourth
grade. I think
grade
her name
teacher,
was Miss Case.
It's okay.
It's fucking trash. It is okay for teachers. I'll take that back. But, like, I don't know. I love everything about Christmas, but just certain shit is just like. Christmas caroling seems really fucking trash to me, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah, Christmas caroling.
Oh, fucking Silent Night head ass boy.
We used to go Christmas caroling for real.
Please don't. I'm going to take this shit out of here. I'm taking this shit out of here.
You better not.
You used to fucking Christmas. You've never.
Yeah, like as a class. Like we would go, like, I don't know, like kind of like on the base, but like off of, like not off the base, but like, you know, we would drive up maybe like 5 minutes up the road and it was like a little, like where the big Christmas tree lighting was on the base and we would sing like a couple songs. We would sing it like, oh, Christmas tree, we would sing that, but then we sung it in German too. Or in Spanish. I think it was in German.
So you do speak German?
I used to.
Okay. I hate Christmas caroling still. That was a sweet story, though.
Thank you.
But I just think it's really trash. And I would get really annoyed if somebody, like, knocked on our door at, like, 7 o'clock.
It wasn't really Christmas caroling. It was more like of a Christmas concert.
Okay, that's different.
Okay, well, potato, potato.
So would you go door-to-door and fucking sing with a group of people? Do you like Christmas caroling that much?
I would, probably.
Oh, my God. This Christmas caroling is true.
I like singing, though.
I love you, though, but I hate Christmas caroling.
I love you, too.
So, like, it may be put a little, like, maybe I'll think about it a little differently, but...
I mean, you don't have to change your stance. That's fine. Okay. We can be different. Okay.
Oh, sleep on the couch. Okay.
Me?
How are you? You fucking came at me like that. Like, oh, you have a different opinion.
No,
but you can
I
also
was just...
not sleep in this motherfucker tonight. Wow.
Okay. The dramatics.
Okay, so anything else you want to get off your chest that you really don't fucking like about Christmas?
I think I might have covered it for me.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about, like, kids taking pictures of Santa Claus? Like, Santa Claus is going to get sick. So you don't give a fuck about him because kids don't wash their hands. They're like,
I think it's kind of cute, but at like Greenbrier Mall, like they have.
When they had a black Santa.
They have a black Santa, which is cool. But I think I would do both, like to let them know that Santa can be whoever the fuck you think he is, whoever you want him to be.
So you want our kids to be Peter Pan?
I mean, no, but I want them to know that there's nothing wrong with Santa being black or Santa being white. Like it's fine. Just whatever. So I think both would be good.
What about like Santa being a woman?
That's doing too fucking much. Like why?
That was exactly.
Like Mrs. Claus?
No.
Or like legit, like you go and sit
no,
on
like
a lady?
Santa's a woman type shit.
Like transgendered, or like, what, I mean, what do you think?
No, like, dude, like, you know, Santa could be anything you want to be.
You know, that's doing too much. I mean, if they said, I think Santa's a girl, I mean, it's fine. I wouldn't be like, get mad, but.
No, the fucking man.
Yeah, like, I would get mad.
Beat him up? Yeah,
no, but I don't know why you would think. Because Santa historically is, I mean, he has a beard and a big belly, like. I mean, so I don't know.
And nobody fucking catches on that Santa looks different in all these damn pictures. Or you see him at the mall, you see him here, you see him there. What the fuck? Like, that's probably part of the reason too why we just was like, yeah, I don't believe this shit.
Little kids don't care though. Little kids will believe anything you say. Like, for a while, they like hang on to your every fucking word. Like, you could say anything and they're gonna believe you because you said it. So it's like, I mean, this is Santa. You said it was, so I'm gonna go take pictures with him. Whatever.
Oh, like I'm gonna pick you up next weekend.
And I know. I hate
your dad is
it.
Trash, my nigga. Fuck him.
Man.
Okay.
Babe, don't do that.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you saying kids believe anything. Like, he gonna pick you up. I was just outside with my basketball.
You're not doing a good job today.
No, I mean, my nose is stuffed up, so I don't give a fuck. I'm shooting.
Please.
So we already fucking talked about going to Christmas, going to sleep on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so do you have an idea of what you're going to get? Like, do you think about it? Like, fuck, I know I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. Like, or I wonder what I'm going to get. Am I really going to get this? You ever got disappointed, like, in a gift you didn't get?
No, I told you my parents were ridiculous.
You are spoiled. You know what kids don't want to hear? Oh, it's coming in. Kids don't want to hear.
Or kids don't want to hear either. The worst, like, couple months before Christmas right around the corner. So you can't fucking get anything?
Like, mom.
Like, you don't want me to, like.
Like, mom, it's the first day of school. What the fuck you talking about? Like,
Christmas right around the corner. So, that's what
we need
mom
to start saying
to say.
That shit, like, in the summertime. Like, you said,
Christmas coming.
You asking for shit in Christmas right next week.
But we're going to be those parents, too, because Dre. So, I don't know, because lately we've been talking about, like, what we used to ask for and stuff. Like, me and Shay, because we weren't, like, super expensive.
You were girls.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, my dad would get us, like, shoes or whatever, but it was never, like, you know, $200. Or he would get us whatever. And I guess at that time we wore, like, kid sizes, so they were probably $80. Then he got them, like, on the base, so it was, like, even cheaper. But I don't know. That just brings up that. So I have no idea what I used to ask for. Like, once I got a little bit older, I think it was more like whatever you get me is fine. So, like, you know, your typical, like, pajama pants and Bath and Body Works and my fucking Land Before Time movie.
Did you ever get something that you thought was going to slap or you want it real bad and then it was like, this shit kind of trash? Mm-hmm. Easy Bake Oven.
I keep telling you, Easy Bake Ovens were good. Lit. I'm going to get it easy. Like, it's just like having a regular oven. Like, you cook real food in there.
No, like, I really wanted a Harley Davidson, like, bike.
And you got it, and it wasn't.
I got it, and I'm like, what the fuck? I got to pedal this shit for real? This shit kind of corny.
Was be like a motorcycle.
No, I mean, I knew I had to pedal it, but then, like, when I actually had to, and it was, like, big, and, like, I'm trying to go to my friend's house real fast, but it's, like, this shit is slow, because it's supposed to be, like, a Harley Davidson and all big. Like, you press a little button, and I was like, yeah, this shit don't slap like that. Mm. I thought it was lit.
And then another thing, I guess this is what we used to CDs. Like, CDs were really big.
I mean, every
get, like, that CD
historically
that really
in December,
to.
People drop, like.
Yeah, so I remember getting.
In December.
What CDs did I get?
I remember I got Biggie CD right after he died. It was super inappropriately.
I got a Biggie CD.
Yeah, but it was pretty lit. What was it? Life After? I don't know what the name of it. It had Eminem. I remember, like, going to the bus stop, like. You know, blood on the bitch, blood on the dish, you know, rapping and shit. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I slit the bitch. And yeah. You know, I want to fuck her from the back, but Smalls don't get down. Like I was like, yeah, I was probably in the sixth grade. Yeah, I was rapping.
You should be proud of your mom or your dad or whoever about that. Robert. I got, like, you know, B2K or, you know, shit like that. Like, kid stuff. Bow Wow, see, like. Whack.
The goat? Do you speak of the goat, Bow Wow?
Baby, you gotta chill out. Anyways, what else did I got a Donnell Jones CD, I think, one year. When and just 35? Listen to one fucking song, like, on repeat, Where I Want to Be.
I told you, girl, I don't know where I want to be. I was in the sixth grade.
You did a lot in the sixth grade. What else did you do?
I can't say.
Okay, you're going to fucking be in jail.
What the fuck am I going to be in jail for?
I don't know. That's kind of weird.
Like I killed somebody?
I don't know. You all can tell you.
Yeah, statute of limitations ain't up right, yet.
Just stop. Fucking weirdo.
Christmas, I mean, I remember one year we fucking like started ripping gifts. Did you ever like try to look at your shit?
Or no, that's too boring. Like, yeah, you're like, gonna see it.
Well, it was five of us in one house. So, like, I mean, we were nigglets. So, somebody like kind of ripped one and it was like twisted. It was pretty trash.
Did y'all open it?
No.
Y'all should have like opened that shit and wrapped it back.
We like ripped the back of it. Shit was kind of like, and they was like twisted, really? I mean, it's all right, but.
Y'all didn't play it?
We played it like on fucking Christmas night. And then for us, a tradition for us is...
Twister's kind of
fun. My mom used to usually work overnight, so she would sleep during the day. So we usually did Christmas at midnight all the time.
I hate people who did that.
Until you hated my family.
I hate that. Cassiana family used to do that. Like, they opened up all of their presents at midnight. Like, who technically is good? So, and then
that's
she
why
did.
I never, that's part
she
of the,
did open up all her presents and wanted to see.
That's part of the reason why I didn't fucking believe in Santa. Like, we
did
shit at 12.
Y'all didn't
like, gifts
Christmas
was out.
Right.
Oh, so we ain't do Christmas right.
Y'all ain't do Christmas right. I'm going to show you how Christmas is done.
You ain't show me shit.
When we have kids, it's going to be just different. It's just, because they did that. Like, and then she wanted to know all her presents. I'm like, why do you want to know? Like, that's so fucking boring. She literally, she opened up all of her presents. Like how you said, peeking in and, you know, finding presents. That's not
niggas
fun.
Was not
you
good
know
at, like, ripping gifts. Like, nigga,
no,
but you're
you
ripping
know,
it.
You know that you're going to, see, like, see your stuff in a couple days. Yeah. Like, why not just wait?
Because everybody's dumb. So what is your thoughts on, like, shopping for people and, like, the crowds and, like, the whole, like, do you get in the spirit or do you like shopping for people and stuff like that?
I like to shop, but it took me a while this year to get, like, in the groove. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Trump, fuck you. I'm just blaming everything on Trump.
Thanks a lot, Donald Trump.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was hard. Like, I'm off now. Now I don't go back to work till after Christmas, so definitely that's super lit. But I don't know.
Like, you're not in the Christmas spirit?
No, I am now, but it just seems really hard to get you stuff.
I don't know why I told you exactly what to get me.
You tell me that,
and I
but
bet
it's
you
still
it's not
hard.
Gonna be nothing that I asked for.
You ungrateful.
Not ungrateful, but it's fine. Like, you racked
not
yourself.
Ungrateful, but ungrateful.
Fuck off.
Okay.
I don't mean it like that, but I'm saying I told you, like, racked your brain. Like, what do I get or what do I get? When I told you what to get me. I told you Rue 21 had the sweaters on sale. Charlotte Russe had fucking everything was on sale. What else? That was it. And then I told you to get me some fucking bath bombs from Bath and Body Works. I'm too easy, so I don't know why you'd be so, like, I just don't know what to get you. Oh, my God. Hey, it's dumb. I told you. It's, like, anything. And this year, I didn't ask for, like, anything. So, like, literally, you can get me whatever you want, and you're like, oh, I don't know what to get.
It was just hard this year, but,
I don't know why. You could have got me anything. Like, you could have got me a fucking Easy Bake Oven, and I would have been like, oh, that's cool.
We're going to have to, please revisit this podcast when I fucking buy an Easy Bake Oven.
They're expensive.
We're going to do another podcast for the new year, and we're going to talk about what the fuck we got, and hopefully I did well. Mm-hmm. If not, you know, I tried. But do you, like, we did Secret Santa this year because there's a lot of motherfuckers in the family, and it was just easier. Shout out to
y'all.
And
you told me it's Secret Santa. You couldn't hold on to it.
Whoa. My Secret Santa was hard, so I needed some help. But that helps, but, like, you know, we really waste a lot of money. Like, how much money do you think is fucking wasted on Christmas? That yeah. niggas ain't gonna, no, just period. That niggas ain't gonna use that shit, fuck with it.
Probably like half of the stuff you buy.
Yeah. So you just like spending a whole bunch of money on fucking like trying to buy shit and like, oh, I wonder if they like that. And like, people gotta stop thinking the higher I buy something, the more they're gonna like it, because that shit's not true either.
Yeah, I always try to go like the sentimental route, because I just feel like that's more personable and it's just better, because once you reach a certain age, I mean, you can buy all this stuff for yourself. You really so it's can. Like, why are we
so it's literally like wasting? Christmas is like, okay, Christmas is a freeze on your account, so you don't buy yourself shit, but if them niggas ain't get it, you buy yourself some shit. So, yeah, but, I don't know, just, like, kids, too, like, word to the wise, if you listen to this podcast before Christmas, do not fucking buy kids some shit they didn't ask for, like, teenagers or, like, people in middle school, like, sneakers and shit like that, they are not going to wear them shits. Like, these is nice, I don't care what nobody's like,
my mom be trying
they're not gonna fucking wear them shits, like, don't. Just buy the kid whatever they want. If it's too high, tell them you're not buying that shit. Yeah. But do not go out there and get some Team Jordan bullshit and come home and they kind of hit you with the shit face like, oh, thank you. Like, oh.
Yeah, they're not gonna.
And then, like, getting clothes as a kid is so fucking trash. Like, yo, I mean, not for girls, I guess, as much, but, like, somebody get you clothes, like, no, what's fucking so trash is, yo, your aunt got you that. Put that on. Go call her up. Like,
oh. We didn't have any aunts that ever bought us shit, so.
So you grew up hard in that aspect.
Huh?
You got everything.
We didn't give a fuck, but it was just like, they just didn't. Because they felt like my parents were like rich, so when we lived in Virginia, we would go.
When you lived where?
Virginia.
Virginia?
Anyways, when we lived there. We would drive to Maryland for, like, Christmas and holidays and stuff like that. And my mom said one year we all went, you know, and they had presents for everybody and they didn't have shit for me and Shay. And, like, we left.
Aww. Yeah. We should have pushed that fucking tree over.
She just left. We just left and went home.
She should have pushed that fucking tree over. But, well, I guess y'all got everything, because, like, when you're, like, younger, when you have, like, a bunch of siblings, though, you kind of counting everybody else's gifts. Like, I mean, it's a lot of shit that these niggas is getting. I hope you got me some shit that I wanted. But for the most part, parents try to do a good job of getting them shit.
Yeah.
So that's always, like, a good thing. Like, have you ever seen, like, what's the trashiest reaction to a gift that you ever saw? Like, somebody like, what the fuck is this? Like, do you ever remember?
Like, Dre and Keon. Like, even like.
Like last
Christmas,
year when they got them boots?
I mean, he didn't really do anything, but. I mean, Dre is more like, oh, this is nice, but you could tell he's not gonna wear it. But that year, Keon, I think Keon said.
He said, I thought I was just getting that game. And
yeah,
he
Keon
got
said,
all this shit.
No, he said, he said, but I didn't ask for any of this. That's what he said.
Hey, shout out my nigga Keon. Check him out. I don't know his name. I was going to give his handles, but I don't know. There's somewhere on Instagram, but. He's a young legend for, like, I mean, I just thought, like, you know, it was going to be better than that. He had a lot of shit, but then it was, like, nothing to him. That shit
yeah.
was great.
But, and then, but she had it, but she was, I think, waiting
and then
to give it to him
last.
Ruined
everything.
Like, that's why you don't do that.
Yeah. And to all you parents that think, like, I'm going to wait, like, the Red Ryder BB gun bullshit, don't do that shit.
Yeah, don't wait.
I hate people that haven't seen Christmas Story. Am I, like, wrong for that?
No, it comes on all fucking day,
like,
on Christmas Eve.
Two people told me that shit today. I haven't seen Christmas. What the fuck? Where have you been? Did your parents love you is my next question. Like,
I mean, I didn't. I saw it when I was younger, but I didn't, like, love it.
But my
it.
Parents didn't introduce me to Christmas Story. My aunt was like, it was on fucking TBS all night, and my aunt was like, you seen this movie? And I was like, no. And she's like,
I
what?
I watching that shit all fucking
so everybody day. Is like, you know. we back. We live, baby. We live. My computer is fucking trash and like it keeps cutting off and doing weird shit. But it was great. We live, baby. We back. This shit happened the last episode, but we Gucci. Do you like any certain parties or anything, or you never was big on like Christmas parties or like school shit or anything?
I don't know. I guess like the last day or whatever of school before the break, you kind of have like a little like free day, and you might have like Christmas. And when I got older, like me and my friends would like exchange gifts on that last day. You know, like you buy your friends like a teddy bear, like a DVD. Well, your parents buy it.
Because you ain't buy shit. Little ain't going to dick, huh? Okay.
So, you know, that was fun. And then, I mean, we do our ugly Christmas sweater party, and it's really
shout
fun.
Shout out to our ugly Christmas. How many years we been doing this? Three?
I think. Yeah, this is the third time, but the first year, I guess, we hadn't been in the house a year yet.
No.
But we've been almost, 3 years, so it's been three times.
Yeah, it's pretty lit. Also, I would love to, I seen on World Star, like, you know, your kids act up, you fucking just wrap boxes under the trees, like, make a fireplace and start throwing gifts in it. That shit was hilarious.
But really, please,
anybody that's listening to this shit, please upload all your fucking child abuse cases of you, like, trying to get your kids something, and they got fucked up grades, and you, like, get, like, a PlayStation, you put, like, a big-ass brick in it.
That's so mean.
Shout out to you niggas. Wow.
That's when kids, like, contemplate, like, I'm gonna kill these motherfuckers in here.
Like, when they fucking sleep, like, I'm just gonna...
I might kill them.
Yeah. I remember my sister was like, yeah, I'm gonna kill your mom. Like, I'm going to, like, make it look like a fire. And I was like, wow.
That's really scary.
Like, what the fuck do you do with that? Like, okay.
Like, then you'd be fucking scared. Because now like, you think she's going to fucking kill your next bitch.
Then you're like, oh, okay, have a good night. Fucking, like, loud, now
see
lady
you in the morning at breakfast. What the fuck?
Hey, see you over some fucking, like, Captain Crunch or, like, Pop-Tarts? Like, goddamn.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, that was weird. My household was pretty weird. So when the fuck does Christmas get old to you? For me, it's like as soon as like the next day hits, I'm like, look at this shit. Look at this
bullshit.
Take your
decorations down ASAP.
Like, oh my God, look at this. Look at this nigga with this fucking lights up. Take that shit off.
Yeah.
Somebody told me at work you could leave it up to the 31st. 31st, my ass, nigga. You better, if I go over your house for a motherfucking New Year's function and you still got your tree up. I'm gonna leave.
You really gonna fucking leave?
I'm gonna leave.
But we keep our tree up for however long.
1 year we kept that shit up to like February at the party.
We did. We were so fucking lazy. And that was like a tiny tree. We could have just took it off,
That shit was like a to-go size. It was like a snack.
It was.
Yeah, it was fucking trash, but I don't know, man. Like, Christmas, like, is so great of a holiday, and you really be counting down right after. Like, it's only 365 days to... That's another trash-ass shit. Like, nigga, you don't know math. You don't know math, bitch. Like, like, stop it, bitch. You don't know math. It's 365 days till Christmas. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, he should have bought you some fucking mathlete shit, you dumbass. Like... Oh, guys, look. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're the Grinch.
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas. Shout out to everybody who hates Christmas. Like, it's just so phony to me. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why weren't you loved? It's okay.
Wow. We'll why weren't you. You loved?
We'll love you. This podcast will love you. And that concludes this Christmas episode. I hope you can find some laughter. I hope you don't take anything we say that seriously. And I hope you fuck right in the pussy. This shit, I ain't never going to get a sponsor saying shit like that. But
good job.
It's pretty fun time for me. That shit's never going to get old. But once again, Combat Jack, rest in peace. Thank you for showing us. I took my wife to a live showing of the Combat Jack Show here in Atlanta. He interviewed Ed Lover, and Ed Lover ended up getting a podcast from me and Combat Jack. And I thought it was really cool for him to go in the crowd and shake everybody's hand. I was like, wow, he really didn't have to do that, but he did. But rest in peace to him. And thank you for listening to This Is Recorded. Please rate, subscribe, comment. And I'm going to have to go back and give that $25 because I'm going to have to listen to that episode. And then I'm going to have to go see what happened. Because I really do. I wanted to give some holiday cheer. And then nobody did it and I felt sad. I was like, damn, y'all ain't fucking with me. Y'all don't love us. Y'all ain't got love for Dr. J and Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Babe, you gotta chill out.
Shout out to my nigga Deezus and Mero too. Shout out to all the podcasts, the Brilliant Idiots, all the shits that's pop, that inspire me to be great with the podcast shit. Shout out to the Community Experience. My boy, he taught me how to get on SoundCloud. I see he's out in Kentucky, so shout out to you, man. Keep doing what you do. Everybody that do podcasts, do you. All the best. Have a happy holidays. Shout out to people who get mad when they say, why don't I say Christmas? Merry Christmas.
All right, Donald Trump. We're going to start back saying Christmas. Yeah. I hate him so much.
But shout out to everybody doing great things. Enjoy your holiday and try not to eat too much food and eggnog and all that bullshit. And I'm about to get off this before my computer cuts off.
Yeah, I didn't want to cut you off. You're trying to fuck me up? You got 1 minute before this shit does it again.
Good night.